Back in the action room for this week's momentous, epic, historical action room event. I am Tony Wolf.
And I am Apu Richardson.
And we are here to bring you something very special, pop culture fans. This is the very first occasion in the 6-episode history of our show that we have live music here in the action room studio.
Hey, I sing into the mic all the time.
Well, I don't know if I would count the little, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, but we have here Sean Kiley from the band
Square Wave Punch.
Oh, God, it'd be like Shockwave. No, Square Wave Punch, who our producer found.
Did anyone notice that the funniest part of these shows is Tony just not knowing what he's saying?
I really do. We're going to bring in our guest. We got Sean Kiley of Square Wave Punch, and we'll discuss the enigmatic origin of the band's name right after this. We have Sean to talk to us about his music, what drives him, showbiz, the music world, and his process and everything. We really like the music.
Yes, so tell us, Sean, how did you come up with the name Square Wave Punch?
Yes, yeah.
I thought it made me think of Mortal Kombat moves.
Okay, Sweet. Nice.
Right.
By far the coolest one on there was Square Wave Punch.
There was actually a move named that.
That's a Mortal Kombat
move. What character?
Wow. As Katana, I think.
Oh, yeah, 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 the chick with the...
Katana wins.
That was very good.
So it's a Mortal Kombat move.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Nice. Do you remember other moves that were on that list? Just curious.
It was like uppercut decapitation was one of them.
Yeah.
Finish him.
I mean, some of them were really not for public consumption, unless you were like in like a really serious metal band.
Violent, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Very nice.
I mean,
very
that
nice.
Isn't really us.
And I was checking out your MySpace page. You've got some pretty interesting influences. The Beatles, mm-hmm. Elvis Costello.
Anyone who's a friend and a fan of Elvis Costello is a friend of mine.
Around.
I'm a huge Elvis Costello fan.
And the Pixies.
Lifelong. Yeah. And Pixies also, yeah, yeah.
And you've touched each of our hearts. So musically, what direction are you guys going in? Like, do you want to get a record contract, or do you just want to keep touring around, go through an indie label, major? What are you thinking about?
Our goal right now is, the way the music industry seems to be going right now, it's like record labels don't finance records.
No,
too much anymore. So it's pretty much on artists to try and get their shit together.
Right,
it's true.
And then you know if they like it, the record label will pick it up or whatever. So I mean that's the goal. I mean we got to get back into the studio and try and make something that's gonna blow up, and then hopefully somebody can.
Do you have like a demo or what do you have that's on CD now that you've done in the studio?
Well, the first thing that we recorded, which was probably about 6 months ago now, that's all the stuff that's up on our website, on our MySpace page.
Cool.
And we sell that at the shows for, you know, for $5.
It's 4 songs total, probably?
It's 4 songs, yeah.
Okay. Now, we really like, I feel like Alice is like, you know, your kind of, your hit single track. What was the genesis of Alice?
Alice, I have no idea what the genesis of Alice was.
Okay. Didn't like date a girl named Alice.
No.
You broke your heart, and 12 years later.
Well, Alice itself came from, like, the character of Alice or whatever. This goes back to Elvis Costello. On Elvis Costello's album, Imperial Bedroom, the first track is called Beyond Belief.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And he refers to a character named Alice. He says, like, you'll see your Alice or something like that.
Okay.
And I just thought the way that he addressed the character of Alice in that song was pretty interesting. So I just sort of lifted it straight out of that song.
Oh, cool.
Song.
Okay. All right. So we're going to play now. We playing the whole song or just a little of it?
Yeah.
Let's rock it out. This is is Alice from Square Wave Punch. Just testing.
When it is cold, does your voice get real low, get real slow? talk, talk, talk. Talk like it's your job. And when your Alice finds you in the booth with all the quarters, will you cross your legs underneath your lying hands? Well, I've been there before and I had nothing, nothing to hide behind. When you're a mess, all your shirts are in a pile on the floor. Talk, 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 talk. Talk like it's your job. Finds you in the room with all the handles, will you hide your words underneath the spring reverb? Well, I've been there before and I had nothing, nothing to hide behind. What you say sound like it came from somewhere else. Talk, 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 talk. Talk like it's your job. And when your Alice finds you poring over all the details, will you tell her no? Giving up on give and go. Well, I've been there before and I had nothing. Well, I've been there before and I had nothing. Well, I've been passing time, yo, I got nothing. No, nothing, really nothing at all to hide.
Totally awesome, really, even when the mics were turned off, was one of the funniest, most brilliant, hilarious guests we've had in a while.
He was really entertaining.
He was damn good.
Yeah.
We've only had two guests, really. So both of our guests have been super awesome. But Sean Kiley earned a special place in our heart here at the Action Room. And you should all go out, see his band, Square Wave Punch, today,
February
23rd, which is also the first day of the second annual New York Comic Con.
That's right.
Which is going to boast such guests as Frank Miller, Stephen Colbert, Stephen King.
That's right.
Super huge people, and we here at the Action Room will be there, of course, covering it.
Come
for
check
you.
Us out.
We're there right now, if they're listening.
We're there right now. We're currently walking
this
down
weekend.
7th Avenue on our way to the Javits Center. We're filled up with gear.
Say hi, we're lonely.
Say hi, we're lonely. When you see me or Afua or Mike, and if you don't know who we are or what we look like, check our pictures out at the Action Room website, the hosts. Mike, you don't have a picture up there, though.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't want people bothering.
Mike's going to put his pictures up as a SIG on the Action Room forum, he told us. All right, thanks for listening, you action addicts out there. Have a great week. I'm Tony Wolf.
And I'm Afua Richardson.
And we'll see you next week. Take it easy.